This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm chapter 18. What's happening? This is a unique psalm because it is also recorded in 2 Samuel 22. The heading lets us know that David wrote this psalm after being delivered by God from Saul, who wanted him dead. Appropriately, David uses a lot of imagery and metaphors to communicate his extreme thankfulness to God for saving his life. God is a rock, shield, fortress, deliverer, and stronghold. Each image adds complexity to the ways God miraculously keeps David safe from each encroaching attack. David imagines God with smoke coming out of his nostrils and fire blazing from his mouth. From one blast of his breath, the foundations of the earth are laid bare. His presence manifests as hailstones and coals of fire breaking through dark clouds. The New Testament even says, God is a consuming fire. David thanks God for coming to his aid and destroying his enemies. He is full of gratitude that this same God also graciously wraps himself in darkness so that his holy power will not destroy those who look to and love him. Rather than destroying him, God's holy power strengthens David. God gives him the strength to bend a bow made out of bronze and makes his feet faster than a deer's. Because of God, both David's earthly and spiritual enemies are judged and destroyed. David ends his psalm by repeating God's promise that one of his offspring will sit on the throne forever. David is confident that an heir to his throne will loyally love his people and rescue them, not just for a period of time, but forever. Where is the gospel? The loyal, loving, and victorious heir to David's throne is Jesus. He is the offspring of David who brings salvation to all people out of his compassion and love forever. Jesus is a rock, shield, fortress, deliverer, and stronghold to all who bend the knee to him. And one of the ways Jesus lovingly brings salvation to his people is by destroying evil and those who love it. We are told that when Jesus returns for the final time, it will be like a blazing fire for those who refuse his gracious reign. The heat of God's fire will evaporate the chaotic seas, and in his mouth there will be a sword that judges the world. The sword is a warning. Anyone who rejects God's words will be cut down by them. But God's words will not simply destroy. They will make all things new. Those thirsty will be quenched by a world of perfect justice. The anxious will be at peace. Even grief and loss will be made new. Jesus, furious at evil, is gentle with his own. When Jesus comes again, he promises to wipe away our tears and remind us that death and pain will be no more. When Jesus returns, those things will have passed away, not just for a period of time, but forever. See for yourself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see the holy God who judges the evil in our world, and may you see Jesus as the one who is returning not simply to judge the world, but to remake it and live with us forever.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.